Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a hazardous waste day collection on Saturday, March 9th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. This event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering into the landfill and is a free service to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more must pre-register. This is the second hazardous waste day collection for 2024 at the Central Peninsula Landfill. The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Hazardous Waste Disposal Program gives households and small businesses the opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous waste and chemicals. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and pose a serious threat to waste collection workers. Hazardous waste collection days are scheduled throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill and at the Homer and Sewer Transfer Facilities. Hazardous wastes are wastes that, in sufficient quantities and concentrations, pose a threat to human life, health, or the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed. According to Lee Fry, the solid waste director for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, this event happens 7 times a year, and it's a great opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous materials instead of putting them in the landfill where they can cause long-term effects.
Antifreeze, hazardous liquids, chemicals, pesticides, things like that that you've been storing around your house, if you'd like to bring those in. We get a lot of paint on these days, so we can bring those in at these times. There's no charge for residents for disposal.
Some of the other hazardous materials include automotive batteries, non-automotive batteries, pesticides and herbicides, photographic chemicals, resins and adhesives, as well as used oil. Some wastes that are not accepted include explosives and reactives. If you have any questions or would like some more information, be sure to visit this story at RadioKenai.com, where you can find the contact information for the U.S. Ecology and the KPB Solid Waste Department. The Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has announced the 2022 through the 2025 Community Project Awards. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities announced the 2022-2025 Community Transportation Program, or CTP, and Transportation Alternative Program, or TAP, awards. The CTP and TAP programs enhance transportation infrastructure, promote safety, and improve connectivity across Alaska, said DOT Commissioner Ryan Anderson. The Community Transportation Program focuses on the development of facilities that benefit Alaskan communities. These projects include new or existing surface transportation facilities that enhance travel and tourism, reduce wildlife vehicle collisions, and improve air quality. Additionally, the CTP supports initiatives that connect different transportation modes, such as roads and trails. The Transportation Alternatives Program provides funding for smaller-scale transportation projects that directly impact active transportation, pedestrian safety, and bicycle facilities. Projects eligible for TAP funding include the construction of turnouts, overlooks, viewing areas, recreational trails, safe routes to school, and assessments for vulnerable road users. Transportation planners will soon engage with community officials to initiate the Memorandum of Agreement process for these projects. The MOA ensures effective collaboration and coordination between the Department of Transportation and local stakeholders. These projects represent the department's commitment to improving transportation infrastructure and safety for all Alaskans, Anderson added. We look forward to working closely with communities to bring these vital initiatives to fruition. For more, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.